This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McKee. U.S. President Joe Biden marked the Tulsa, Oklahoma race massacre in an emotional graphic speech. AP correspondent Mike Gracia explains.
This is not a riot. This was a massacre.
100 years later, an American president finally spoke to the horror of the Tulsa massacre that saw the thriving Greenwood District, also known as the Black Wall Street, destroyed.
The mob terrorized Greenwood, torches and guns, shooting at will.
On May 31st and June 1st, 1921, a white mob swarmed, looted, and burned Tulsa's Greenwood District. As many as 300 black Tulsans were killed. Afterwards, thousands of survivors were for a time forced into internment camps. In his remarks, Biden said the nation must come to grips with the following sin of denial.
For a long time, schools in Tulsa didn't even teach it, let alone schools elsewhere.
I'm Mike Gracia.
China's government says that its chief trade envoy has talked with Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, but it didn't give any indication when negotiations on ending the tariff war might resume. The Commerce Ministry says Vice Premier Liu He and Yellen talked by video link and discussed the economic situation, bilateral cooperation, and other issues of mutual concern. Didn't give any ideas or details. President Joe Biden, who took office in January, as yet to say what approach he will take to the conflict, which was launched by his predecessor, Donald Trump, who raised tariffs on Chinese imports over complaints about Beijing's industrial policy and trade surplus. Again, China's government now saying that its trade envoy has talked with U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, but nothing conclusive yet. This is VOA News. A ransomware attack on the world's biggest meat processing company is disrupting production worldwide. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
It comes weeks after a similar incident shut down a U.S. oil pipeline and left some people scrambling for gas. This time, the target was JBS of Brazil, which has extensive facilities in the U.S.
Assessing any impacts on supply, the president has directed the administration to determine what we can do to mitigate any impact.
White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says the Biden administration's talking directly with the Russian government after JBS said the attack came from a group likely based in Russia. The company says the hackers affected servers in North America and Australia. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The World Health Organization validated on Tuesday the CoronaVac COVID-19 vaccine developed by Chinese pharmaceutical company Sinovac Biotech for emergency use. WHO recommends the vaccine for use in people 18 years and older, a two-dose schedule with a spacing of 2 to 4 weeks, according to a statement. The efficacy results showed that the Sinovac vaccine prevented symptomatic disease in 51% of those vaccinated and prevented severe COVID-19 and hospitalization in 100% of the studied population. That's according to the WHO Strategic Advisory Group of Experts on Immunization. World Bank President David Malpass said on Tuesday that it is vital that the United States frees up excess COVID-19 vaccine doses for Latin America. Malpass also said that the World Bank now has $12 billion in COVID-19 vaccine financing available and will have approved vaccination financing operations in over 50 countries by the end of June. Amazon says that it will no longer test job seekers for marijuana use. The e-commerce giant, which is the second largest private employer in the U.S. behind Walmart, is making the change as several states legalize cannabis. In March, a New York man sued Amazon, saying the company rescinded its job offer at an Amazon warehouse because he tested positive for marijuana. That came even though the city banned employers from testing job applicants for marijuana last year. Amazon said it will continue to test workers for other drugs and conduct impairment checks on the job. And it said some roles may still require a marijuana test in line with Department of Transportation regulations. There's more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.